The Torah tells us in Chayesara, chapter Chof Dalet 24, Pasuk 60, Samach, Vayivarechu es Rivka. And from here, from the Pasuk of Vayivarechu es Rivka, Chazal deduced the concept of Birkas Erisin, the concept of making a bracha by the kiddushin, by the wedding ceremony. In halacha, there are two concepts, there's kiddushin and there's nisuin. Today, what we call engaged is meaningless in terms of halachic status, like you don't need a divorce if you break an engagement, but midin ha-gemara, once someone did kiddushin, even though we call it engagement, it's much more than that. If you get kiddushin, then you need a get. So either way, so this halacha we know at the today with Bizman Hazeh, it's not really an issue. We do it all together. We do the kiddushin and the nesuin bevas achas. We do it under the chuppah. Usually the rabbi makes the birkas erisin, and then we need a break, so we do the we read the ksuva, etc. But we do. So they point out that when do we actually make this Birkas Erisin? So the Rambam writes, Kol ha-mitzvahs v'varach over l'asiyason. The Rambam writes that all mitzvahs should make over l'asiyason, and that's his, in Hilchas Brachas, that's the general rule. And in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Lachakov Gimel, he spells it out quite clearly. Shetzarach levarach kodem hakiddushin. You have to make a bracha before v'lo beirach. And if you made kiddushin and you didn't v'lo beirach kodem lo yivarach achakach. And the Rambam tells us the rule that birkas erisin is no different than all birkas hamitzvah. We always make a bracha first, then we do the mitzvah. And so do by birkas erisin before we. Before the chassan says Arei Mekudeshesli to the kala and gives the ring, you make the bracha first, and that's it. And the Rambam writes, if you did the kiddushin and you forgot to make the bracha, so he writes Lo Yivarach Achakach. He says it's too late, so you're still married, you did the kiddushin, but you lose out on the bracha. This is a general machlokas among the. We've shown him the Rambam versus the Or Zeruah in Hilchas Shechita. When, let's say, you already slaughtered the animal and you realize you didn't make a bracha, that gets into whether Shechita is different or not, whether Shechita is a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaShevach, but what have you, have a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, whether you can make the bracha afterwards. The Rambam says no, so consistent with his view here. And the Or Zeruah says yes. Well, halacha, we make a compromise. It depends on the nature of the mitzvah. If it's a continuous mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is still going on, so then we do make a bracha, you have other issues. But that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. So here the Rambam spells it out clearly. Before the mitzvah of kiddushin, you make a bracha. And after, it's too late. However, Tosis writes in Psachim, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and derive it on the spot. He disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, "Anu ein nohagin kein." That is not our practice. Elo makadesh va'achakach mevarach. No, first you do the kiddushin, then you make the bracha. So it seems to be a machlokas Rambam and Ravid, whether you make the bracha before the kiddushin or after. And in fact, there's a shitas harash in Ksuvis that discusses the nature of the bracha. You expect the mitzvah of kiddushin to be asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al mitzvahs kiddushin or l'kadesh es ha'isha. But by birkas erisin, it doesn't have the typical bracha. It's a different language that not in the classical. It says Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, first you make the Baruch Pri Agafen, and you say the classical Baruch Melech Olam. Asher Kedesh Shetel B'mitzvosa B'tzivanu Al Harayas. You command me regarding forbidden relations. V'asa Lonu Asarusos. And you forbade someone who's betrothed upon us. V'ita Lonu Asanasuas. And you permitted someone who did Nisuin. Lonu Ayidei Chupa V'kedushin. Baruch Atah Hashem V'kadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'kedushin. So the Rush is bothered by this strange language. It's not the classical Birkas HaMitzvah. And therefore, the Rush says the Bracha is very telling about the nature of the Mitzvah. Hence, the Rush writes that it must be a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. It's a Bracha of praise and thanks. It's not a Bracha of... It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam, so it's clearly a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, on what is the nature of the Birkas Erisin. The Rush writes it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, and Rambam clearly writes it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So it fits in with Shitason, the Rambam who holds it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so it goes with the general rule of making the brachas over Lasiason, making the bracha first and then doing the mitzvah. But according to the Rush, that it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, so it's better to make the bracha afterwards. After the event happened, something happened, you know, you can't praise God before something happened. You have to wait till after it happened. So therefore, the Birkas Shevach, so it's a bracha on the institution of marriage in a positive way, and therefore you make the bracha after. So where does the Ravid fit in? The Bishroma, the Rush, Birkas HaShevach, you make afterwards. The Rambam, Birkas HaMitzvah, you make before. But the Ravid seems to say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah like the Rambam, yet he passes like the Rush, that you make the bracha afterwards. So how do we explain the Shitas HaRavid? Why, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, why wouldn't you make the bracha first? So, and the Tam, and he explains, since it's dependent on someone else, the Kala has to accept. You can't marry someone against their will. If a woman refuses and doesn't want to marry you, and therefore the Kedushin is a no-go, it will be a blessing in vain. And that's what the Ravid Shita is, that it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's an exception to the rule because it's totally bedas acherim. That's the famous Shuvas Harashba and others regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? So we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah because Shema, perhaps the ani will not accept it, and it'll be a blessing in vain. So the Ravid seems to say similarly there. Similarly, the only thing we'll have to explain is, but by Kedushin, you make the bracha afterwards. By tzedakah, you don't make the bracha afterwards. So therefore, you have to come on. There are other reasons why you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. If this was the only reason, it would come out according to the Ravid, that one should make, if the only issue was the ani not accepting, so then you should make the bracha on tzedakah after. Apparently, there's more going on. And there are other reasons given why there's no bracha on tzedakah. One being that you don't make a bracha on something which they discuss if a person, b'machshava, commits a tzedakah. So the discussion, maybe you're obligated in the tzedakah, even though you didn't actually verbalize it. So if that's true, so it falls into the Beis Yosef's concept, why don't we make a bracha on bitul chametz? A bitul chametz, nullifying the chametz is biblical, bedikah is only the rabbanon, why are we making the bracha on the bedikah, not the bitul? So the Beis Yosef is right, because bitul belev sagi. Since you can fulfill bitul in your heart alone, so Chazal never instituted brachas on mitzvahs that have to be done belev, done in your heart, we need clear demarcation. Either way, that's the Ravid Shita. So it's a machlokes. So it's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether you make, everyone agrees it's a birkas hamitzvah, but whether you make the birkas hamitzvah afterwards. The Ravid says kedushin is an exception to the rule. So someone to bring a raya to the Rambam Shita, the Magid Mishnah over there in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus quotes from the Ramban. He wants to bring a proof for the Rambam that Birkas Eris and goes before. Why? Based on the Gemara Msach and Dav Zayin Amabez, that the Gemara says the Chol Hamitzvus Mavarach Over Lasiyas, and all the mitzvahs you make over Lasiyas, and you first make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Chutz Min HaTvila Lavad, except for Tvila. So if that's true, Shema Amina, we learn the Kedusha Mavarach Kodem. So the effort someone to bring a raya for the Rambam. However, others want to point out, no, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger mentions it, that the Gemara is saying chutz mitzvila, because that's dafka acharas. That's an example where it's only possible to do it afterwards. You can't make the bracha before you become Jewish. So therefore, you must make the bracha after the tefila. And I feel a bit the evil, yata. And therefore, even if you made the bracha first, it's a no-go, because the kodem mikudem dizman shibiro kohave bar mitzvah. You weren't shayach mitzvahs. V'lo shayach oma v'tzivano u'kulo beirach kal, and therefore you'd have to go and make another bracha. If a ger made the bracha before pashas, it's a no-go, and you'd have to make the bracha over again. So the Gemara is just giving me an example where you have to make the bracha. Masha'in came, when it comes to Birkas Erisin, the Ravid's is saying, L'chadchila ein mevarchim kodem ha-kedushin. V'kol makam shita, the b'di'evin in Beira kodem ha-erisin, modeh ha-Ravid di'yatzav eino chozer mevarach. V'mishum hachi nakad rak tfila, the b'zeh brachu dafka achar siyasun, megara garabav ha-siyasun. That's what someone is saying, that's an interesting point, that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, others that, let's say, according to the Ravid, I made the bracha first, so would I have to make the bracha? So they're saying no. Which you're just thinking aloud, which would raise the question. So according to those sheets, the only reason you don't make a bracha is because the Ani might not accept. So we don't make the bracha afterwards. But based on that alone, so if you made the bracha before and they did accept it, so according to that sheet, then maybe the Ebed would be okay as well. So either way, both the Rambam and Ravid have their own proofs from the Gemara. And in fact, the Meiri writes in Psachim, and after Zayin Amabez, that the Yerushalmi brings a Gersa Chutz Min HaErisin, not Chutz Min HaTfila VeErisin. It's not just Tfila. And therefore, and therefore, you get into this machlokas Rambam and Rashi. Either ways, we have three shitas. We have the Rush that says it's a bircha shevach, and therefore you make the bracha afterwards. And therefore, in theory, anyone can make the bracha. According to the Rambam, it's a bircha samitzvah, so you make the bracha first, and therefore the chassan should be the one making the bracha. Today, the Masada Kedushin does it, not to mevayesh, not to embarrass those who can't make a bracha, like by a Baal Kori, like we have by Kriyas HaTorah. And the Ravid is a discussion. What is the Shitas Ravid? Whether some say the Ravid holds, like the Rambam, it's fundamentally a Birchas HaMitzvah. We don't make it afterwards because of... We make it afterwards. We want to make sure the woman says yes. Or someone is saying, maybe he holds like the Rush, it's a Birka Shavach Vahoda. But he's saying, but either way, whichever way you go, so when the Gemara says Chutz, so I want to bring a Raya for the Rambam, the Gemara only says Chutz Minat Tfila. If Kedushin was an exception, you would also put Chutz Minat Tfila of a Kedushin. So I say it's no Raya, no. Because Tefillah is only good if it's done before. Only if the bracha is done after. But if it's done before, you have to repeat it. But in the case of Kedushin, the rival would be Moda. And the question is, what is Tefillah, a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of geirus? So that's part, you know, that gets into the whole discussion of what is the nature of birkas eretzin. Is it birkas a mitzvah or birkas shevach gadol? The two major nafkaminas is who's chayiv in the bracha, the chasen or anyone. And today, anyway, we don't, the chasen doesn't make it because of not the mevayeh, but he should be drinking from the wine. That's it, it's a chumra of the briskets. They have the rabbi, the Masada Kedushin, who also drinks in the wine. And then the major issue, when do you make the bracha? We pass in like the Rambam, we make the bracha before the Kedushin.